Well, do you think that this is a trend that's going to continue? I mean, are we going to see more referendums throughout the world where, different sections of nations will start breaking off due to the will of the people, essentially?
Yes, I do. I think it's a trend that is a result of globalization. People want more control over their own affairs, and they think that having their own state is a way to achieve that. I'm not convinced it is, to be honest, because it's the state itself that's the problem, not having your own state. It's the state. And actually, the way to get more control is to have government in your own hands. And there's, in fact, a contrast. Catalan nationalism stands to a degree is distinct from an anarchist vision of self-governance in Catalonia or anywhere, because it's quite a top-down system of government in Catalonia. The nationalist, Puigdemont, the current president, and his predecessor, conventional middle-of-the-road politicians, they're now anarchists. And at the same time as all of this going on, the mayor of Barcelona has been trying to implement a much more creative and interesting vision of shared government inside Barcelona of people participating in discussions about their own government. And that's got no attention whatsoever. And in many ways, that's a much more radical vision of the future, one that interests me much more. And I think some anarchists and some people on the left in Catalonia are quite ambivalent about nationalism. Because the trouble is, a new state in Europe in the contemporary circumstance, what does that actually mean? I mean, Catalonia has said it would be part of the EU. That means 99% of its laws are already written. You would have sovereignty only over a tiny part of the actual laws that governed your circumstances. So very, very little would change if you remain part of the EU. So what does actually separation mean in that circumstance? Are you really regaining sovereignty? You're actually not in any meaningful way. It's about something else. So what is it about? Is it about identity? Is it about our place in the world? What is it about? And I think one of the things that frustrated me in Catalonia was that this wasn't really brought out into the open. It was all just, there was this endless attempt to have a vote. And I think politicians were quite scared about having that debate more fully because I think it would have undermined their vision of what politics was about. If you see what I mean.
Absolutely. I guess it, like you had gone over, what does this actually mean? Especially considering it would be a part of the European Union, would it actually be a real sovereign state at that point? And I think that that's, of course, the sort of fracturing, if you will, of these sort of nations. I mean, in a certain sense, it's happening not to that degree, but it's sort of happening here within the United States. I mean, there's always been talk of various segments of the United States breaking off from the Union. California apparently is thinking about it. It sort of has its own mod. It's really quite a fascinating discussion here in the United States as well. But but for me, it almost feels it's a symbolic thing. So obviously, like you discussed, it may not be the most practical route at this in the short term, but it's obviously. I mean, if you look at it in the long term, I mean, where would this be leading, right? I mean, obviously, you're talking about how the state itself is the problem. Government, as we understand it, is the problem. I think that maybe the more local the governments are, the more they'll begin to maybe eventually evolve into something that we could call anarchism or direct democracy in some fashion. Do you think that that's a realistic, I don't know, assessment that I've just made, or is
Yeah,
that?
I do. I think that's true. I mean, I think the smaller the country, the better the democracy. You look at the successful modern democracies, they're little places like Switzerland and Singapore or Iceland or Norway or Denmark. There's a lot of social cohesion in these places, a lot of consensus about the way forward, and a kind of intimacy with politics. Whereas in the States, you've got this ludicrous situation where a tiny number of people have power over 300 million others. It's absolutely absurd that that would possibly work. Britain is not a million miles off that. In Scotland, for instance, there's a really different feel about the Scottish government and its relationship to its people than there is with the British government and the relationship to all the British people. There isn't a closeness, there isn't a proximity. And I think the the bigger the distance between government and its people, the worse the problems, the bigger the disillusionment of the population with that. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, always bringing government closer to the people, if that means smaller states. I mean, I would get, break them down, keep making them smaller, smaller, and smaller until they don't exist anymore. That would be my view. But yeah. I do think there's going to be more and more. There's not going to be less. I mean, there's currently 193 member states of the United Nations, and I think it will be 200, you know, within 10 years, and probably 240 within 50 years, something like that, and 300 beyond that, if we get that far, if the UN survives that long. But that's the trend, is for smaller states, and I think ultimately I approve of that.
I think